Well, the Trump administration has refused to release its full Epstein files. Now the Republican-led House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed the Justice Department for them. The committee also subpoenaed 10 former government officials, including President Bill Clinton, inquiring about the Epstein investigation, prolonging a controversy Trump has tried to end.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. This is ABC News. The Los Angeles Innocence Project is making a new push to get Scott Peterson freed from prison, where he's serving time for murdering his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn child in 2002.
Earlier this year, the Los Angeles Innocence Project renewed its argument that Scott Peterson did not kill his wife and unborn child. The group filed with the California Courts of Appeal, claiming the jury so many years ago relied on false evidence and that there is new scientific evidence a court should consider. The appellate court denied the L.A. Innocence Project's claim, saying they must first be brought up with a lower court. The L.A. Innocence Project has now filed this week with the San Mateo County Superior Court. Alex Stone, ABC News.
ESPN adding to its roster starting next year. It'll be the home to WWE's premium events, including WrestleMania. And in another deal, ESPN is set to take over the NFL Network. The NFL, in return, would get a 10% stake in ESPN, which is owned by ABC News parent company Disney. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. For more than 50 years, it's been a sentinel along the shore. The USS Cobia is a living reminder of Manitowoc's submarine legacy. Here, between 1941 and 1945, 28 submarines were born in the heart of the war effort. While the Cobia itself was built in Connecticut, it shares its design with those crafted in Manitowoc. It's been a National Historic Landmark since 1986. The USS Cobia is a living monument, open to tours and even to sleepovers, but everyday wear and tear has taken its toll. A torpedo tube is missing its door. Zebra and quagga mussels, invasive species, have built up on the bottom. The whole vessel needs a fresh coat of paint. So next month, the USS Cobia will head to Sturgeon Bay, where it'll get its first restoration in nearly three decades. Alexandria Boley grew up with the sub on the shoreline. She's now a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, the sub's permanent home.
So the boat will be on stilts, and they will be able to get completely underneath, so that way they're able to get, for example, all of the mussels off of the bottom.
About a third of the cost of the dry dock is covered by Wisconsin taxpayers. The new state budget, signed into law last month, allocates $500,000 for it. The USS Cobia will leave home next month on September 4th. It'll take 11 hours to tug it to Sturgeon Bay, and there it'll be put on stilts and dry docked by professionals at Fincantieri Bay Shipbuilding. The restoration could take up to 6 weeks. In that time, Manitowoc will be missing a part of its history along the coast. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Another Brewers victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series with the Braves in Atlanta. Milwaukee winning again last night, 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy says now the games get tougher.
Yeah, this is a game that easily, you know, when the other team leaves 14 on base and only scores two runs, they certainly didn't get the big hit. So we were fortunate. We got to look at that as, oof, you know, we're fortunate to take advantage of some walks, but that's who we are.
NFL, the Packers signed Nate Hobbs to a four-year contract worth over $48 million, but he's not going to be in any preseason games. The defensive back says he needed surgery on his right knee after colliding with a teammate in practice last week.
I think it was Thursday's practice. It was a play. It was a collision. It was like slight little minor bump. I felt like I always, you know, somebody ran into me. But it turned not to be something deeper than that. So.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 85. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 65. Some showers and storms on your Thursday, with highs in the mid-80s. Sunny and hotter for Friday, low 90s. For Saturday, showers and storms, 92. It's 73 at our studios.
WGBW. Lady Madonna, local news and timeless hits play right here on WGBW. Lady Madonna, but I can't say the name of the band, though, because I'm a big gardener. Vegetables, flowers in the yard, and I feel like the Japanese beetles were not as bad this year as they have been in past years, and I don't want to tempt fate. I feel like if I would say the name of the band, all of those things would come flying into my yard, and we can't do that. So let's just move on with Marvin Gaye.
They stop making music like this. We don't know either. 97.9 FM.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something. You lost that love.
Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
My parents were in town visiting. We did a garage sale last weekend, hit up Bay Beach, and did all the things. I think my mom is exhausted. My dad's always just ready to go. But we loaded up the car, sent him on home, and I said, okay, now on the way home, you can listen to the show. You just need the Civic Media app, and it'll take you, you know, right on through. You can listen all day. And, of course, my dad is like, huh. Yeah, put that on my phone. How do we do that? He does that all the time, though. He'll always call me from afar and go, "How do? Can you put this on my phone?" I'm like, "Dad, Jesus, I can't do it from here." But yeah, in the App Store, wherever you buy apps, get the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. And that gets you access not only to 97.9 FM WGBW, so you can hear all these timeless hits, get caught up, and stay informed. Maybe you are going on vacation, but you want to know what's going on back here in the Green Bay area. You'll get it all on the Civic Media app. It's free to download, and it gets you access to all of our Civic Media stations. And I think you're going to like them all.
Good morning. It's Jane Matnair. If you're looking for Greg and me, you can still find us on 1100 AM WISS or on the Civic Media app. We're still there along with all of your other Civic Media shows that you could be looking for. Find Matnair on air anywhere on the Civic Media app or on the air at 1100 AM WISS.
Learn about the food you eat on the Midwest Farm Report. Join Farm Babe Pam Yonke and her team every weekday morning from 5 to 6 on 97.9 WGBW. Brought to you by Brickstead Dairy Farms and Greenleaf. Smart dairy, healthy planet. BricksteadDairy.com.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My dear.
Tommy James.
Crimson and
Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love, oh, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Another sad day night, but I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Take this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now, another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another sad night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. To help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 FM. And you tune into the radio station here, you're less than a half hour away from a local news update from the WGBW newsroom, and another one coming up in just about 5.5 minutes.
Come walking over.
say goodnight and stay together.
On the dial and also available for you on that Civic Media app so you can stream the Timeless Hits anywhere, anytime, and also keep up to date on what's going on around town. Here's another local news update from the WGBW Newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The Voting Rights Act is 60 years old today, and the Wisconsin League of Women Voters is marking the anniversary with an education event at the state capitol. Terry Barr has more.
The League is highlighting why the Voting Rights Act is a promise and needs to be protected, especially right now. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to hear cases which could change parts of the Voting Rights Act, including fair maps. Here's Wisconsin's League Executive Director, Deborah Krohn-Miller.
Our mission is to defend democracy and empower voters to elect your representatives. And those elected representatives are supposed to carry your voice to the Madison Capitol, to D.C., or to your municipal leader boards, and, you know, and when they fail to, that's the crisis that is the breach of our Constitution.
The Voting Rights Act is a federal statute which prohibits racial discrimination. It was signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson on August 6, 1965.
There are some big changes for high school sports this season. Sports Director Jimmy Cuska has more.
High school sports are back, and there are plenty of changes for the upcoming school year in Wisconsin. A new policy allows for name, image, and likeness deals, meaning that high school student athletes can receive compensation for NIL. However, the new policy is extremely restrictive on who can pay a student and what products, services, or materials a student can endorse. Another new rule this year will require any spectator removed from an event to take an online sportsmanship course before being allowed back and after serving a one-game suspension.
Fall sports will begin competition this month and run through state championship events in October and November. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
More clouds than sunshine today, and chances for scattered drizzle. As a warm front pushes through the state, we become warm and muggy. Highs today reaching the mid-80s, and by tomorrow, the upper 80s. More showers and thunderstorms are expected overnight, with waves of them tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rouleau. Currently, it's 76.
WGBW.
to toll because
your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. Take the air quality warning seriously. Whatever my voice is doing right now is because I was out a lot in the air this weekend. It was not fresh. Let me just say that.
I saw you sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Timeless hits, WGBW.
When the truth is found,
local news and timeless hits on WGBW. It's Laura McKenna, and a few more days left to head to the Wisconsin State Fair. If you're going there today, those fair fries. I like to drench mine in vinegar. I know that weirds some people out, but it's delicious. And I'm a funnel cake girl. So if you are going, have one for me. Lots of powdered sugar on the top so that a good gust of wind comes and it just kind of goes all over the front of you. Yeah, don't even worry about it. You are enjoying life, and that is all that matters. On the main stage tonight, a country act, John Party. And then if you're into comedy, that's tomorrow, Fluffy, Gabriel Iglesias. He's always a good time. So more entertainment, different main stage act every single night. Leonard Skinner is going to be there on Saturday. And then I know you're going to love this one on Sunday to wrap up the Wisconsin State Fair, the Happy Together Tour. It's a mix of all the timeless hits that you'll hear on WGBW. So that'll be a good one. If you have to pick a day, I'd say Sunday.
If you're like me and Netflix got you sucked into those glass-blowing reality TV shows, then you're going to love this new Wisco 411. It's brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. Did you know that the nation's only outdoor all-glass art event is in Neenah, Wisconsin? That's right, this Saturday from 10 till 5 at the Bergstrom Mahler Museum of Glass, you can witness the beauty of the annual Glass Arts Festival. It's free entry, you can watch glass-blowing demonstrations, enjoy live music, entertainment for the kids, and talk to over 40 different artists from all around the country. Head to WGBW.fm and click events.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Local news and timeless hits. It's 97.9 FM. Start your morning every single morning at 6 a.m. with Dan Marcus, and then just keep it here all day long. Al come in at 9. Eric Westfall is taking you through the afternoon from 2 to 6. And then Pete Schwabba. You know him. You love him. He's on from 6 to 8. And if you ever want Pete's podcast, You can find that right at our website. Go to wgbw.fm.
Raise your kids right. Play 97.9 WGBW in the car on the way to school.
You're napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought down. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me.
You got control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine. All right.
Daddy, don't you, baby, save me.
Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to be.
Got to my soul.
You got to be.
You got control.
You got to be.
You got to me. You got to be mine.
You got to be.
You got to me, girl.
GBW, Denmark Green Bay.
ABC
NBC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump signing an executive order raising tariffs to 50% on goods coming from India because of India's purchase of oil from Russia. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff in Russia today, meeting with Vladimir Putin on ending the war in Ukraine. The CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, is expected in the Oval Office today as the company commits to investing $100 billion, it says, into U.S. manufacturing. Looks like Americans are still in the mood to buy homes.
The Mortgage Bankers Association says that new applications for home loans rose 3.1% last week, in line with falling interest rates. The average 30-year fixed is at 6.77%, down from 6.83% the previous week. Likewise, the rate of applications to refinance existing home mortgages climbed 5%. From one week to the next.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Texas Democrats still not in Austin and still refusing to return to vote on a rare mid-decade redistricting plan that they say is rigged simply to give Republicans more seats in Congress. This is ABC News. A little baby was vacationing with her family off Massachusetts, is now recovering, but she was fighting to survive a month ago, believed to be suffering from a rare tick-borne illness.
Lily is now in stable condition, but a month ago, she had seizures and needed help breathing. Shortly after she was born, her parents took her for a walk, along with her older sister, on a bike path on Martha's Vineyard, with Lily in a stroller covered by a blanket. When they got home, they found a pen.